practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Let's begin the program this morning with an old hymn of the faith entitled, He Hideth My Soul.
The wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows of dry thirsty land. Brightness transported, I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me.
How we can thank the Lord that when we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that we are secure in the Lord, and He does cover us with His hand. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and I trust that you are planning and going to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. If you are here in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area, and you don't have one to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. The morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And we certainly invite you to come on out and to participate with us. And then, of course, on Wednesday night at 6:30, we have our midweek service. And at 6:30, we begin the evening with our children and youth programs. And then at 7 o'clock at night, we have our prayer meeting and Bible study. And once again, we would invite you even to come out and participate with that as well. If we can serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. You may write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can call us, and that phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then I would encourage you to go to our website and learn more about our ministry. And that is, of course, fbcaltoona.org, fbcaltoona.org. And certainly, if we can serve you spiritually, please contact us. Even if you have a prayer request, send it to us, and we will take that particular prayer request of yours to God's throne of grace. But our desire is that you know the Lord Jesus Christ and that you're growing in Christ. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, won't you call upon Him right now and ask Him to save you? The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And the Bible also teaches us in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. If you've never yet trusted Christ as Savior, why don't you do so right now? Simply say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," and He will. And then contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church, because we have a little booklet that we'd like to send you that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. I want to mention that coming up in just about a week and a half, that is on Thursday, May the 2nd, is the National Day of Prayer. And this, of course, is something that has been taking place for many years as Christians all across America will gather together to pray for our nation. This year, the theme is Lift Up the Word and Light Up the World. That's a simple theme, isn't it? Lift up the word, light up the world. And it's taken from 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 29 through 31. And the National Day of Prayer event here in Blair County will take place at 12 o'clock on Thursday, May the 2nd at Legion Park in Hollidaysburg. Our keynote speaker will be Pastor Denny Maloney of the Faith Baptist Church of Beaver Springs. For many years, he was here in the central Pennsylvania area at the Emmanuel Baptist Church out in Claysburg, but he's been up there at Faith Baptist Church of Beaver Springs for many years. As a matter of fact, not only is he the pastor of that church, but he leads a radio network of several stations in getting out the gospel throughout central Pennsylvania. And he's going to be with us, and we invite you to come and participate as well. We will be out there at the Legion Park at 12 o'clock in Hollidaysburg. And in the event that it rains or we have some form of inclement weather, we'll actually be meeting here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, which is located at 315 40th Street in Altoona, Pennsylvania. That is the Highland Park section of the city. So put that down on your calendar, the Blair County National Day of Prayer, Thursday, May the 2nd at 12 p.m. at Legion Park, there at in Hollidaysburg. Our keynote speaker will be Pastor Denny Maloney. Let's pray for America, and let's unite along with others all across this nation and pray for revival. Pray that people will turn back to the Word of God, that by doing so, we might light up the world with the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio. And I pray for everyone who is under the sound of my voice right now, if there is any who has not yet trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior, it's my prayer that this moment will be the moment that they will call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, your Son, and ask him to save them, and we know that he will. But Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to do the program, and I know that there are many people under the sound of my voice right now who need spiritual encouragement. And it's my prayer that you'll use this broadcast to encourage them in the Lord. But ultimately, I pray, Lord, that you will be exalted through this program, that you'll be lifted up so that we might be able to say that you've been glorified through that which has transpired on the radio this morning through the Voice of Faith program. And we'll give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's another wonderful hymn of the faith. In fact, it's entitled Wonderful Grace of Jesus. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1, and I'd like to read with you verses 1, 2, and 3. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3, where the Word of God says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. And now before I deliver a message entitled simply, Be Faithful, let's listen to another song that probably is not too well known to most of us. It's entitled, Revive Me. And certainly, it's a very good prayer for each of us to consider. Here it is, Revive Me. That certainly should be a prayer of each and every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is that God would revive us. Is that your desire? It should be our desire, because as Christians, it's very easy sometimes to become stale in our walk with the Lord. We get involved with activities, and we truly forget to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we become spiritually stale. So that's a good prayer for each and every one of us. Today, I want to invite you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and I'd like to read verses 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, where the Word of God says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." That's 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. And there we find that the Apostle Paul basically is speaking of himself and the other disciples when he says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the ministries of God. He was reminding the Corinthians that they were ministers of Christ and stewards of God as the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. But that's also something that applies to every one of us who know the Lord Jesus. If you are saved, you are a minister of Christ. You are a steward of the mysteries of God. That's something to take into consideration. When it says ministers of Christ, that simply means that we are servants of the Lord. And truly, serving the Lord is very much a part, an important part, of the Christian life. But then when it says that we are stewards of the mysteries of God, that speaks of the fact that we are administrators of God's truths. When we study the scripture, we find that that word mystery or mysteries is used many times, and there are numerous mysteries in the Word of God, but every one of them basically relate to some aspect of God's truth. And so the fact of the matter is, everyone who knows the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, everybody who's saved, everybody who is born again, is a minister or a servant of Christ and is a steward of the mysteries of God. But as we look at verse 2, we see a tremendous responsibility that we have as ministers of Christ and stewards of God's mysteries. It says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." Think of that. It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. If we are going to effectively serve as the ministers of Christ, that is, as his servants, and if we are going to effectively serve as stewards of God's mysteries, that is, administrators over his truths, it's important that we be faithful. Now, that word faithful is an interesting word. It means to be true and trustworthy. And as we go throughout our Christian life, it's absolutely important that you and I who know the Lord Jesus Christ are true and trustworthy as it relates to our relationship with the Lord and what the Lord expects us to be doing and what the Lord expects us to be in all reality. I want to just take some time this morning to share with you certain areas in which you and I should be faithful. Truly, we could delve into each one of these in a deeper way, but I just want to give them to you today for your consideration and be asking yourself the question, am I being faithful unto God? First of all, we should be faithful in Bible study. You know, the Word of God is that which teaches us about who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. Many times, many of us hardly read the Bible, let alone study it. I would encourage you to be faithful in reading the Word of God every day, and then take some time to study the Word of God so that you can come to understand the greatness of God and how God works in the world and how God works in your life, so that you in turn might be one who will bring honor and glory to him. Be faithful in your Bible study. Secondly, be faithful in prayer. Throughout the pages of Scripture, whether we are talking about the Old Testament or the New Testament, we see that prayer is something that God has given to us to build a relationship with him. I'm often amazed that Jeremiah 33:3, when it tells us, as God is speaking, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." And talking to God in prayer certainly is a promise that he's given to us, that he will hear and answer, but it's also one of the tremendous ways to build a relationship with him. You know, we cannot build relationships with others unless we talk with them. And it's when we talk to God in prayer and bring him our praise and petitions and intercessions and supplications that we are able to build a relationship with him for his glory and our good. Be faithful in prayer. Thirdly, be faithful in church involvement. Be faithful in church involvement. It seems like over the last several decades and generations, people have been falling away from being involved in the local church. And certainly, since we went through COVID-19, many people basically have given up on the church and they are no longer in church on Sundays or being involved in the various activities around the church. It's important that we involve ourselves in the local church because the local church is God's institution to reach the world for Christ during this dispensation. The Bible teaches us that we are not to forsake the local church. Don't forsake the local church. Be involved with it consistently, that you might be built up in the faith and that you might help others grow in Christ. Be faithful in church involvement. Number four, be faithful in giving to the work of the Lord. The concept of giving unto the Lord, whether it be the tithe or something beyond that, is a concept that's taught throughout the pages of Scripture. And by the way, as it relates to the tithe, I don't believe that that's the end of our beginning, but should be the beginning of our giving to the Lord. That is, it should not be the end of our giving, but the beginning of our giving unto the Lord. Many people say, well, I give my tithe. Well, that's great. Praise the Lord. But you know, we should even give beyond that as the need arises. The Bible teaches us that God loves a cheerful giver, and giving unto the work of the Lord is a tremendous way to show our love and appreciation to the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. Be faithful in giving. Then finally, be faithful in doing God's will. Are you doing the will of God today? You know, it's important that every day when we get up, we say, Lord, what is it that you would have me to do? And then through the reading and the studying of his word and the leading of his Holy Spirit, do his will, that through doing his will, he might be glorified and you will be blessed. It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. As a Christian, can you say that you are being faithful to the Lord today? Be faithful in Bible study, in prayer, in church involvement, in giving to the work of the Lord, and in doing God's will. And watch how God will use you and bless you. But above all of that, how God will be glorified through you. Thank you so very much for joining me today. Now go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. And until I greet you once again by way of radio next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.